ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Hello and welcome to the World Cup podcast here on Burst. In the studio today, we've got myself, Tim Taylor, James Furnish and Andrew Clements to talk all things World Cup. And first of all, we have to talk about England, who played for the first time last night. A brilliant 2-1 win over Tunisia. What do we make of the game? James, I'll start with you.
Me? Yeah. I thought it was really good. I was pleasantly surprised. I thought they looked really good in the first half. And I think Tunisia went quite deep in the second half, which made it harder to break down. Looked like they were out of ideas in the second half, but obviously got the win with the one of the best strikers in the world scoring, taking his two chances.
Is he the best striker in the world? I reckon he's the best striker in the world.
He's very, very clinical. Basically had two chances, scored both goals. It's a shame none of the early chances we had in the first half really failed him.
Yeah,
they failed to Lingard and Sterling. It was a bit of a shame, but it was positive, I think.
Yeah.
I think you come out of that game with more positives than negatives.
We had so many chances in that first 20 minutes. Just a shame we couldn't. Yeah. They kept falling to the wrong people, didn't they?
I don't know. I think seeing the team around Kane as well was quite positive, because Kane is used to being the dominant one that needs to step up in order to win. But I quite like how Lingard stepped up. He was looking bright.
He got in the right positions. He just wasn't very good at finishing. It was a bit of a shame, really.
He did look a little bit nervous.
Sterling, that's the problem you've got. Sterling's not amazing. He can have his demons with his finishing, and he had a couple of good chances.
He was poor, wasn't he? He looked like it. The subs who came on changed it for us in the second half. Loss of Cheek was really good.
Yeah, he played. Yeah.
Rashford was really good. I probably expect him to start the next game.
Yeah.
I would be tempted to play. I mean, the team he selected was fine. I'd be tempted to play Rashford over Sterling.
What did you think of Young? We talked about it in the last podcast, and we said if they didn't play Rose, there'd be no left-footed player. There was a few times where Young was it was past the Young on the byline, and he always has to check back on his right foot.
Yeah,
which I think is a bit of a, especially against a lower team, you'll try and get a ball in early, especially with Kane in the box as well.
I know what you mean. He is predictable. However, he has made a career of doing it, so he's not. He's still putting a good couple of deliveries. I can remember one in particular where he put it on the back post, and he'd think, did Lingard get in the way of Trippier at the back post?
Yeah. They had a bit of miscommunication.
I've not got too much problem with that. I think Young played pretty well. I thought Henderson played well yesterday, actually.
He did play well. I didn't expect him to start, and we sort of slagged him off on our last podcast and we wouldn't want him to play, but he actually played really well.
No, he did play well, and I was very impressed by Henderson. So you're happy with the subs? He used three in the end because he brought on Dyer, didn't he?
I
thought he could have brought on Vardy.
Yeah, I'd say you're unhappy Vardy didn't come on.
I was screaming for Vardy to come on a lot. I just felt like 55 minutes into the game, they just looked tired, Tunisia, and it's not like they were dropped back real deep.
They did drop it in the first half. Tunisia were really high, and that's why England looked so good, I think, because I think England struggle against teams who, I think every international team, as we've seen, as we'll talk about later, struggles when a team just sits deep and defends. Iceland did it very well against Argentina. When a team comes and attacks you, England look a lot better.
Yeah, because we're a counter-attacking team.
We're a counter-attacking team, yeah.
And that's when you'd want Vardy on your side. the thing is, there's no point bringing Vardy on, like, if we're losing the game and they've sat back there is literally no point. So Vardy's only good when we're either drawing or, you know.
He'll get some game time, definitely.
I wouldn't be sure.
What do you think of Tunisia, just in general? Do you think they were... I thought they posed no threat at all. I thought they were really poor.
They had one. The only shot they had on target, I think, was the goal. I can't remember them having another.
Yeah, the only shot they had on target. Yeah.
Shot on target. I think it was a penalty. What do you reckon?
I think Rio Ferdinand did some quite good analysis at the end of the game, where he said Walker obviously not used to playing centre back, and his body was in the complete wrong position where he should have been facing where the ball was coming from. So he could see where the player was, and because he had his back to the ball, back to the player, he couldn't see where he was. So sticking his arm out is always dangerous to do, and it just gives the referee excuse, doesn't it, to give the penalty?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I thought the ref gave it quite quickly. He was very adamant.
He was.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll talk about the penalty that we should have had. Well, we probably should have had two penalties. Yep. The first one where literally just got rock bottomed, Harry Kane in the, in the first half. It was just absolutely slammed to the floor, and the ref was like signaling it was diving. I couldn't make. I just like, well, obviously it's not a dive, and then the VAR system's there for us to look at.
Yeah,
and they looked at it and they still didn't think it was a penalty.
Do you think if the referee didn't give a penalty for the elbow, do you think VAR would overturn it, or do you think they're just happy to stick with the
because it was like
decision?
I think they probably would have stuck with it because it was such an isolated incident. Like, there was nothing else happening in the box. He was just looking at that incident and nothing else.
The player was nowhere near the ball either. That's what I find weird.
With Kane?
No, with the Walker one.
Yeah, it was just so
he's not
going
to get on the end of that ball, is he?
So unnecessary. But because that was the only thing happening in the box, I think it's easy to spot for a ref. Whereas if there's 10 bodies in there, like, he's not looking. He's probably looking more at the ball, isn't he? So, like, I can understand why. He probably may have missed it, but a good performance for England. The next game is against Panama. Would you make any changes from that side?
I'd start Rashford, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree, Andrew. I'd start Rashford as well.
Don't know who I'd drop.
That's a good shout. Either one of Lingard or Sterling.
Sterling, I think.
Couldn't play deeper.
I liked Lingard in the last game.
It would probably have to be Sterling if you're going to bring him in. I just don't think he will drop Sterling after one game.
What did you think of Maguire? I thought he was, with Trippier, I thought he was one of the better players. I thought he's so good in the air, isn't he?
In the box, he literally just didn't. He looked like we were going to score off every set piece.
I swear he must have one of the biggest heads I've ever seen in my life. The biggest meathead. Yeah. And just every time we had a cross or a corner, it was just going towards his head.
He's a big lad.
I thought he was really well.
Yeah, he did play well. There was a couple of hairy moments at the back where him, Stones and Walker.
I think you're going to get out with those three, aren't you, those?
Yeah, they all want to play out and they all want to play football. So you will have a few hairy moments. But yeah, Maguire, every time he got into the opposition's box, just looked like he was going to win the header. Well, he won the first ball for Canes, didn't he? And he won a few more. So I thought Maguire had a good game. I'm glad they picked him over Cahill because some people were saying that Cahill was going to play.
I thought Cahill was going to play, but Maguire was deserved his place.
Yeah, he's a good player. So I think he'll stick with that team against Panama. Honestly do, and I think he might make a few changes if we go up early doors. We should be beating them. I mean, they play Belgium the other day, and they're just going to sit behind the ball, aren't they? They play 11 behind the ball and try and frustrate us for as long as they can.
Yeah, I don't know what the... I guess they're, for Panama, getting a draw would be like a victory, isn't it, really, for them? They're not going to qualify from this group.
It does look set in... It looks now that England and Belgium have both won their first game.
Yeah,
you'd expect both teams to go and win again. Belgium might have a bit of a trickier one against Tunisia.
Yeah, I think Tunisia will play like they did in the second half against Belgium for the whole game,
And hope to sneak one.
Yeah, counter attack maybe. They're not terrible. They're not amazing, but I said they're not the worst side in the World Cup. We've seen a lot of worse teams so far.
Well, we'll have a look at some of the other things that have been going on in the games. Obviously, the best game that I've seen so far was the one in Group B, which was Portugal-Spain.
A great game. Spain versus Ronaldo, it seems.
Yes. An unbelievable game. Obviously, my prediction for the tournament was Spain, and they sacked their manager. About a few hours after our podcast. But then they played pretty well. I didn't think they had a bad game, Spain.
I think if you're Spain, you'd be happy with that. It's just you just came up against someone who, Ronaldo won the penalty, scored the penalty. He had to score the goal and that bit of a howler from De Gea. So he's one of the, you wouldn't expect that to happen many more at all actually with De Gea. Then he won the free kick and scored an amazing free kick. But I think Spain were the better team most of the game.
Yeah, it was just literally Ronaldo, wasn't it? But the thing is with the De Gea mistake, because De Gea is so good, nobody's made a big deal about that at all, because they know that he's just...
If that was Pickford made a mistake.
He'd be slated.
Yeah.
But a great game in that one. Iran at top of the group. Who would have thought that? You actually thought Morocco.
If you watched the game, Morocco were all right. It's just a shame they didn't...
I missed that one.
They should have scored, but now it looks like they're out of it.
Iran.
And you'd expect both Portugal and Spain to beat Iran and Morocco just from how they looked.
Yep. Just looking through all the other groups, pretty formality in Group A. Russia and Uruguay top. France and Denmark both won their games, which we expected.
Yeah.
One of the big games was Iceland Argentina. I felt like this was going to be a tough group for anyone to get out of.
Yeah.
And Iceland got the point against Argentina.
We said, didn't we? We said they're hard to beat. We've obviously seen them from last time.
Yeah.
They just defended really well.
They've got.
I don't think Argentina looked great. I think we discussed, didn't we? They've got a lot of attacking options.
Yeah.
But they don't seem. You said they're more of a team of individuals than an actual team.
Could Iceland get through? I think Iceland got a good chance of getting through that group. Yeah, they beat Nigeria.
Yeah.
Which is doable.
Yeah, and then obviously there's a big game. That's huge. Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. Argentina, Croatia.
Well, if Croatia beat Argentina and Iceland get a result against Nigeria, that's a formality then, isn't it, really?
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one. Some other surprises, obviously the biggest surprise probably was Germany, who was the pick for many people in this tournament.
Yeah.
They lost their first game to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the game. I thought Mexico played really well. I thought Mexico could have
They should have scored a couple more goals, couldn't they? Germany looked a bit poor.
They sort of all were just bombing forward, and every time Mexico got the ball, they looked like they were going to counter-attack and score.
Yeah.
And they were sort of left isolated at the back. Thought Hernandez was brilliant, and that's a real curveball there, because Germany's next game is against Sweden. They're going to be a solid.
Yeah, the Sweden Korea game that was on yesterday, it was the first game yesterday. Both looked pretty rubbish. Korea were terrible.
Yeah,
they don't have any attacking threat at all.
Yeah,
and Sweden, if you're only beating Korea 1-0 and it was a penalty and it was another VAR decision as well, they didn't look the best. You expect Germany to come back firing now to. Well, they need to, obviously, but they should.
Germany do that as well, don't they?
Expect Germany to get out of that group, but they might only get out second now, because Mexico
which
could
makes
win
it interesting
all their
for
games.
The second round. So they play the Brazil, Serbia, Switzerland, Costa Rica group in the next round.
Yeah.
So you're looking at potential save.
Yeah.
Well, Brazil obviously started badly as well, obviously with their draw.
Yeah, I mean that was a surprise as well, but I thought they played well. I think they put in a good performance.
First 20 minutes they looked untouchable. Obviously a great goal as well from Coutinho.
Oh, great goal. But I think they're going to be fine. I think the way that they played, they'll be fine. I think they'll get out of the group top. So that it would be interesting if Germany played Brazil in the knockouts, which it could shape up like that. So that would be
really interesting.
That would be good. So yeah, a few surprises in the World Cup so far. It just seems like lesser teams have all got a chance of winning every game just because of the way they set up.
I think, yeah, it's just what international football's like, isn't it? Especially in these group stages where people are just happy to take points or happy to try and nil-nil and scrape a counter-attack goal.
Yeah.
It's hard to break teams down, so you shouldn't overreact on some of them, but...
No.
England looked good for their victory.
England did look impressive. It wasn't the same old England.
No, it's nice to score like a last-minute goal and not be disappointed with the result. It was really good.
It's nice the last-minute goal is actually for us this time.
Yeah, it's good to see. It's nice that Harry Kane's got off the mark, because as soon as he hit the back of the net for the first one, I thought now he scored one. There's not going to be any omens on him. He can go and he knows where the back of the net is now, and that might sort of relax him for the tournament, because he could score a lot in this tournament now.
I've never actually fancied him for international, but. This tournament.
Yeah, I think that was his first. Obviously, played in this.
It's his first World Cup goal.
Yeah, and first in. He didn't score in the Euros, did he, last time?
Oh, did he not?
Not from memory.
No.
Well, there are four games in
a row. Corners,
I was watching the game in the pub yesterday. It was a classic. There's lots of like middle-aged men in there going, "Oh, that's why he shouldn't be on corners."
Yeah.
Classic chat from the dads.
Yeah. Oh, Young on the free kick, what's this?
That's why I like watching England in the pub. Is everyone seems to be an international manager.
Yeah, they're all
I've heard so many tactics discussed from
the
everyone.
The guy behind me in the pub was like properly swearing at the TV screen every time something bad happened. And I was just like, you do realise we're playing really well.
There's a lot of hate towards Sterling, I heard, in the pub.
There was a lot of hate towards
Lingard as well. I was getting a bit of abuse just for missing chances.
Yeah,
it's bizarre when Sterling missed or something, and it was I think it was an offside anyway, and he was smiling, and people were getting very angry at him smiling. But I was like, why are you getting so angry? It's just
I don't think it was given offside though.
I think it would have been given offside. Yeah, classic VAR. Yeah. Should we discuss VAR? How have you thought it's gone so far?
I don't think it's needed.
I don't think it's been a success, but
I don't think it's used correctly. I think it's like it's good for if they just did it purely on offsides because it's black and white, then that's fair enough, but we've had this conversation before. It's still subjective.
Yeah, there's been a few, hasn't there? There was the France game. There was a penalty given, which looked like he might have touched the ball, might have not. There was one yesterday in the Korea-Sweden game, which was used in a good way. It was definitely a penalty, and he gave it.
Oh, good.
Afterwards.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, it's all on opinion, isn't it? The thing that makes me laugh is all the referees in the office are wearing their full kit.
Do you think they're wearing boots? I hope they're wearing boots.
Yeah,
there's like five of them in their full kit. Like, I just don't understand. You know, you can rock up in jeans and a t-shirt. I don't know.
And there's still not great communication between even us watching on TV. I didn't know the Walker penalty got reviewed until I saw it on Twitter. They said people it had been reviewed. Like, there was no communication on. From the referee to anything. It's really hard to understand. You can only do it when they actually do the signal and run to the video thing. But
then, I guess it's good that it does it so quickly though.
It's just happening too much though. You can't rely on it that heavily because there's only 90 minutes for the game and the clock doesn't stop. So you don't want.
I find it interesting that now because you have it, a lot of players are doing complaining for it as well, which is a bit weird.
Yeah, it's just another thing for players to complain about.
Yeah, it's like doing the imaginary car to someone who's dived.
I was getting a bit frustrated with the Tunisian players yesterday. Obviously, they were trying to kill time out of the game, but one of them, he just got hit.
The guy that was kicked
the ball at him, not very hard, and he's just down for about 2 minutes. It took 2 minutes out of the game.
That's the tactics, isn't it? You got to play the game.
Trippier was he reacted well.
There was one point where I think a player was blocking Trippier for taking a free kick and he lost his head. Like, I was so angry, shouting at him.
You would be there, wouldn't you?
I just kicked the ball at him and gone, ref, it's not 10 yards. Anyway, the next group that we haven't spoke about is Group H, and they're playing their first games today.
Yeah.
This is another tough group. Tough to predict what will happen in this group. Colombia-Japan is the first game today at 1 o'clock. That's a pretty good game. And then Poland-Senegal at 4. This is going to be the outcome of who England will play in the knockouts if we get through. So
if we win,
if we get through. So if England finish top, you'd probably fancy us to play.
Colombia.
All those teams are very, as I think we talked about before, all those teams are very middle of the road.
Colombia's probably just slightly better than.
Whether we can see them all beating us, but I can see us beating them as well.
I'd say we're favourites against any of those sides. And then there's one other game tonight, which is Russia versus
Egypt,
and
Mo Salah returns.
Yeah,
Mo Salah is back for this one, so that's going to be interesting.
Do you think Egypt's are done? Do you think that group's done?
No, I think they could win tonight if Salah plays.
I think Russia obviously looked good against Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia were very, very poor.
Yeah,
if Salah flops though,
there's a lot of.
Well, he's got his injury. Yeah, you don't know what he's going to be. Like, hasn't obviously played in the world
as well.
Done
as well.
I think that could be a good game. Uruguay will beat Saudi Arabia, so Egypt have to win tonight.
If Egypt win, then they're playing Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And you beat them and you're through, aren't you? You expect Uruguay to at least beat Russia or draw with Russia.
Well, if they draw with Russia, though, Russia's goal difference is very superior at the minute with that 5-0 win, so I'd say that Egypt probably have to win tonight, but that's going to be a good game. Some big games to come in the next round. The best games you're looking at are Argentina-Croatia, which is on Thursday. Just looking down now if there's any other big games you want to be looking out for. Obviously, England play Sunday, 1 o'clock against
Denmark
Panama.
And France are quite...
That's a good game, true.
Denmark-France.
Uruguay-Russia will be quite interesting. Coming after a 5-0 win.
Uruguay are playing Russia in the third round, though. That's
the third game.
That's ages away.
That's the third game. Yeah, there's still some good football to be played, but, you know, very exciting times for England and what they're going to do in the next game against Panama. Any changes to your predictions? You obviously went Germany.
Yeah,
to,
I went
to
Germany.
One round, would you
say that stood out? I'm still happy. A lot of teams have not done well in their first game and gone to win it. I think Spain lost their first game when they won it, didn't they, in 2010? So it's not a complete nail in the coffin, they're done. But obviously, I think we spoke about, I think it was Dave last time said about how champions who the next tournament have struggled, haven't they, in the last like three or four tournaments. I think it was Spain knocked out of the group, Italy got knocked out of the group as well, so it's not looking too good for Germany, but I do expect them to beat Sweden and Korea.
They've got so much talent in their side, and they looked like they were going to score. They should have got a result out of their game. They did have a lot of chances as
well.
They
had a few chances at the end, didn't they?
Yeah,
like scrappy chance in the box.
Anybody you fancy for the tournament, Andrew, after the first round?
I think France are going to beat Belgium in the final.
Massive prediction.
Wow.
Done. You heard it here first.
My goodness. Not England. I thought as soon as Harry Kane scored that first one, we were going to say England going to win the World Cup.
After seeing the group before us, after seeing Germany lose and all the other teams not do very well, I thought it would be out of our group. Whoever tops that would probably be in the final.
Right.
That's a bold prediction, Andrew.
Wow.
What about your... Yeah. Are you still confident with Spain or not?
Sticking with Spain.
Yeah.
Thought they played pretty well. Diego Costa... If Diego Costa's scoring goals as well, he scored a real... Scored two, didn't he?
But goal, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He sort of like shrugged everyone off and then...
Yeah.
Banged it, bottom corner.
That first goal was brilliant. So, if you've got a goal scorer on your side, I've said this from the start, but you're looking at all the big players at the moment. Ronaldo, Lukaku, Kane. Costa. The big players are stepping up for these sides, which is... exciting to see. Messi didn't quite live up to...
Missed penalty, a classic Messi trope, missing penalties.
Not good for my sweepstake, that one.
No, you got Argentina, have you?
Yeah.
No, it was a lot of pressure put on Messi after Ronaldo's performance. It's sort of it's been a head-to-head battle between those two who can take home a World Cup, and Ronaldo's one up.
Yeah.
Messi didn't do quite enough.
Us against Belgium, if Lukaku turns up, we've lost.
Do you think?
Yeah. That's going to settle our group.
Even though I did pick Lukaku for top goalscorer, I do think it's just because he's a flat track bully.
Yeah,
like he's not amazing against really good teams. I'm not saying we're a good team, but
no, I think there could be some goals in that game. I really do.
Yeah,
England do look a bit shaky at the back.
We are a good team. We're just not a great team.
Oh, we're the best team. We're going to win the World Cup.
Oh yeah, obviously.
I agree. I'd say Belgium, when they played Panama, they start with the same formation we do as well, where they play the three at the back, but they changed it to, I think they went 4-4-2, or like an equivalent of 4-4-2, because they looked a bit shaky. Not shaky, but there was a bit like miscommunication between some of the players so they play a left winger. They play him like a left wing back, Carrasco. So he looked a bit like there was a bit of miscommunication with some of the balls played around them from the Panama players. So they moved that in the second half and looked much better. So yeah, okay. I'd expect them probably not to play that formation again.
Yeah,
we'll see when they play Trinity, won't we?
Yeah,
so next podcast coming will be Monday. That is the day after England play Panama, and we can review that game, and hopefully by that time England will be safely through to the next round and all will be
and
well
be
in the world
for the World Cup.
Knows Harry Kane hat-trick, who knows.
7-0.
Yep, so join us next week on Monday. A lot of football to be played by then, so we'll have a lot to talk about, but the big one is England are away in this World Cup. They are 2-1 against Tunisia, and they are going to win it. That's all for me.